I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parents in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parenting Hell with...
Okay, Maria, can you see Rob?
Rob?
Beckett.
Beckett.
Can you see Josh?
Josh.
Widdicombe.
Not bad, not bad. Happy with that, Rob? You happy with that?
What?
That was the most you've ever responded to
it
one.
It started off Scottish. God knows what happened
at the
end.
Do it again, do it again.
Okay, Maria. Maria. Can you see Rob?
Rob?
Beckett. Can you see Josh?
Josh.
I like it. I like it. It's so Scottish.
She's
you've got the info
a...
on there, Rob. That's
opera
the other
singer.
Thing you have to do when you're doing that.
Oh, yes, of course.
Because you're doing this for the first time today, because I have... struggling with the Wi-Fi because we're recording in person.
Yes, we are, which really shows how shoddy this is, that we just hold up my broken phone.
I know.
Hi, Robert Josh. This is our 20-month-year-old Maria. Recorded this clip last night and now sending it to you from the airport in Rome.
Oh.
Where we are on a Maria-free getaway.
Oh.
To, I assume that she's been left at home with parents. She hasn't been kidnapped.
Yep.
On the holiday. A Maria-free getaway to celebrate our 10th anniversary. Congratulations.
Oh, very nice.
Obviously spent the entire flight catching up on the podcast. Maria will be well entertained by her gramps, nanny and auntie Nadine, who are also fans of the pod, so big shout out to them, please. Multi-generational.
Yeah.
And
cross-gen.
Now,
cross-gen.
Cross-gen. And now that's from Maya and Tom. Yeah, so that was little Maria. The wee rad, the wee, or the Ouija.
I like that. I like Scottish
I think
Raji's accent.
Offensive. I don't want to call a baby a Raji.
What's a Raji?
I think a Raji's offensive.
Well, stop saying it.
No, but like not like... no, I think a Raji is like a bit of a ragamuffin, a bit of a sort of... Is that bad as well?
I don't know. I'm out of my depth.
Raji...
Do you know what's weird about this? We can see Michael.
Got panicking.
Yeah.
No, I think this is all fine, actually.
Okay, good. Well, that's good.
Yeah,
you think
a Raji, a violent or aggressive person, so a little bit of an oik.
Right, okay, yeah, yeah.
Right, now let's just double check ragamuffins.
And that's good, because you're kind of owning the word yourself, as a Raji yourself.
I'll probably a bit of a Raji, but I'm not violent and aggressive.
No, you're not, not anymore.
I just watch that, I watch a lot of that.
Yeah, you're a voyeur.
No, ragamuffin is a type of music.
Yeah, well, ragga is a type of music,
yes,
isn't it?
But ragamuffin is an old pirate word that means scoundrel. Thank God for the pirates.
Oh, my word. Good guys.
Oh, God, that was panicking there. When he said a Jamaican form of music, I was panicking, but then I saw the old pirate ragamuffin on Urban Dictionary. Yes, in!
Just to be fully clear, we meant the pirate.
Oh, of course!
Of course you meant the
hot. Hot now.
Quick question.
Oh, yeah.
Quick question. How are you finding recording in person?
Quite stressful, actually.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels quite intense now, especially like when there's cameras on you and you're not sure about... I knew that ragamuffin meant scoundrel.
Yes, of course.
Done, Maria. Little 20-month-old Glaswegian girl.
And you've already had problems with the toilets.
Yeah, that we're in Soho.
You said that, like, we're in Soho.
Well, no, Soho, you'd probably say in the UK, maybe Brighton is probably the most sort of, like... What'd you say?
Progressive.
Progressive's a good word. And the toilets are all sort of, like, anyone you want in there.
Yeah.
Basically. But the sign on it is the male and female sign, you know, with the circle and the arrow, the circle and the little, like, cross.
Yeah.
But because they've been intertwined to imply...
Anyone can use them.
However, I thought it was a new symbol. I know what they are separately. Yeah, yeah. I've never seen them together before, so I just went into the disabled.
You thought it was for Prince?
I thought it was Prince. Oh, it was just Prince's toilet. A bit like they've got Elton John's piano at Radio 2.
Yeah, yeah. Prince's toilet at Soho Radio.
After going to the disabled toilet and I Googled...
Yeah, so you went to the disabled toilet.
I went to the disabled toilet.
Because you thought it was safer.
I think I'd rather be told off by someone with a disability than walk in on a woman going for a piss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
I think that's the best way to deal with it, isn't it?
I once got directed... What would you have done in this situation? I was doing a corporate, and it was, I'd say, 5-6 years ago, maybe. And I said to the woman who was running it that I needed a toilet. Could she show me to the toilet? Not show me. Well, I said,
you need to go to the toilet.
Yeah, I need to go
to the toilet. Not, I need toilet.
I need toilet. No, I said, where's the toilet?
Yeah.
She said, I'll take you there. Ooh. Yeah. And then she took me to the disabled toilet because she thought I was disabled. What would you have done in that situation?
I'd have just used a disabled toilet.
Yeah,
and that's just what assumed I did to save that was the her. Easiest one for the person that was doing the gig later.
She definitely took me to the disabled toilet because that's why she...
Did she help you in?
No, but that's why she obviously walked me to the toilet, isn't it? Because normally you just go down the hallway on your left.
But she thought you might. So do you think it was some sort of... Because obviously you've got...
That was because of last leg.
Yeah, I know that, but... Well, yeah, but you don't walk... You don't walk like there's anything that would impede you. So do you think she thought it was some sort of mental problem that you have?
Well, I don't know what she thought, Rob. What I do know...
Because it's not physical, is it? You know, you look a bit odd, but you're not...
I don't know what that means, but...
Well,
yeah.
No, but you don't. You look... When you walk down the street, if you weren't famous, you go... Oh,
would you? Yeah, I think
people would go, look at that little fella. They wouldn't go, oh, I wonder what disability he's got. They'd be like, oh, look, he's a funny little fella.
But they're
not going,
he's a funny little fella.
They would. I think people go, he's a funny little fella.
I'm not Ronnie Corbett.
There is a bit of Corbett about you. Same with me. They were like, oh, he's got a funny little face, hasn't he?
I don't know.
If I was walking down the street and I weren't famous, people would still go, oh, he's got a funny little mouth, hasn't he?
Funny big mouth. Yeah. I can see your point.
I wouldn't assume you're disabled as such.
No.
Anyway, are you kid?
No. I was going to say, actually, that I heard that... I've told you about this, that Stuart Lee was doing a routine about me.
Was he?
Apparently. But it was really funny what I heard. That he'd said that I... He said he's on that show with the disabled show. And he's like, I don't know what his disability is. All I know is the other two, they talk about their disabilities. He doesn't, so it must be really, really bad.
That's a funny joke.
Yeah. Anyway, how are my kids?
I only choked too much coffee then. How are your kids?
Yeah, good. Good.
I've got notes.
You've got notes. You've got kids' updates. I've got stuff I didn't say in the last podcast. Can I just do my catch-up stories?
Well, yeah, okay.
You do your kids and then I'll do my catch-up stories.
No, you do catch-up, because mine are sort of catch-ups as well, really.
Okay, cool.
They're sort of a bit of a...
I didn't finish my League of Their Own story.
Okay, go on.
So, to recap...
Yeah.
Freddie Flintoff smashed an egg on my ear and then smashed an egg in my hair.
Yeah.
I forgot that it was the last scene we were filming before we had to go to the airport.
Okay.
One of my lowest moments.
So you couldn't... There was nowhere to have a shower?
Yeah, there was a shower because we were filming at a house.
Right, okay.
But they didn't have hot running water.
Oh.
And I was showering in cold water trying to get egg out of my hair. And the producer knocked on the door and said... He didn't know that I'd been egged.
The producer didn't?
He'd been doing one of the other interviews.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And he was like, Josh, you haven't got time for a shower. We've got to go and get the plane. And I would say that was one of the lowest moments.
And then, so you could...
I lost my cool again. I lost my cool again for a second time.
Go on.
Well, I can't remember exactly what I said.
Were you using Shaw body wash? Because it used to be sponsored by Shaw. There's always loads of Shaw.
It was sponsored by Shaw. Ryguard.
There was always loads of Ryguard in your dressing room. Like every flavour.
Another thing about League of Their Own,
yeah,
which is a very...
This is the League of Their Own podcast.
Sorry, people love the behind the scenes. You'd get there, right, when you did the show.
Yeah.
And they had a great range of what you're allowed for dinner.
Yes. Yeah, I'd say they look after you very well.
One of the things was a full Indian takeaway. I'm about to get in a fucking inflatable ball and roll down at some massive 10-pin bowling pins that were manned by Freddie Flintoff. And you want me to have a fucking...
Well, you need to...
Fucking Joe Frazee.
I was strapped to a ball thing, like table football, but real life size. And he just spanned me round on it in circles. Imagine if I'm not back at Colmar.
Anyway, that's the end of that. I forgot one of my stories from Ibiza.
Okay.
So Rose got me a nice watch for my 40th.
Okay, nice.
So it's old. Yeah, it's an antique watch.
An antique watch?
Well, you know, like, so it's old.
Yeah, okay.
So I...
Second hand.
Second hand.
She got your second hand watch. People say that about watching. They go, oh, I bought myself an antique car. What's that antique? It's just second hand.
Yeah,
one lady driver.
So I don't know whether how many lady
That's
drivers.
That's sort of quite like casual positive sexism, isn't it?
One lady driver.
One little sensible lady driver.
I know, it is weird,
is that
isn't
a Victorian?
It? Like, one lady driver.
On auto trader, we'll say auto one lady trader. Driver.
One lady driver.
Lady.
Hasn't gone about 15.
yeah, exactly.
I reckon I'd qualify. The way I drive, I reckon I'd qualify as one lady driver in auto trader.
Yeah, I think there's a new word for it. Yeah. Sensible.
Sensible driver. So this watch, I didn't want to leave it on the beach.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's expensive.
And it probably can't go in the water.
You know our ivory tower complaints or whatever it is? Yeah. So
this is because I've got a smartwatch, but I don't know if it can go in the...
That can go in the sea, right?
It can go in the shower. I don't know if it can go in the sea.
So I went in the sea, Rob, in Ibiza.
Yeah.
And there was 10 of us in the sea, just stood around kind of chatting in the lovely sea. And I was stood with my arm out. Like I was doing, I had to stand with my left arm
up because
I couldn't take my watch off. I couldn't leave it.
Why didn't you leave it in the villa? Or hotel?
Because it was too late by that point. I was at the beach.
So put it in your shoe.
My insurance is invalidated if I take it off.
I know, but who's going through your shoes for your watch?
Oh, come on, Rob. It's Ibiza. Yeah, but Josh, it's full of wrong-uns.
I've been to Ibiza. And no offence, it's a nice watch. But you don't look like Jay-Z.
All right.
You don't
First, I'm too funny to walk along the street without people commenting. Now I don't look like Jay-Z.
No, but you know when, like, footballers and rappers get their houses stolen because they've got these... It's a nice watch, but it's not like a flashy, over-the-top, expensive one that people are going to...
I'm not saying...
No-one's following you around to get your second-hand watch.
I'm not saying...
People are going to find footballers and take their 50 grand or up 200 grand Richard Mille Rolex.
No, I'm not saying that it's a specific targeting. Or that they understand the value of what they've got when they get
No offence about you, but if I look at you, you do not look like a man that's got anything expensive on you. I am not going to your shoes to root around. There'll be other people on that beach.
They might have seen. They'll go, that guy was on League of Their Own. He got an egg in his ear. He might have a semi-pricey antique watch.
Did you see the stainless steel glint off that leather strap? Leather's not cheap, guys. Sell that, burn it down, melt it down.
Maybe.
Cash for leather.
I wouldn't have been able to relax in the sea.
Okay, you're right, but you could relax arm up.
I was arm up for 20 minutes in the sea.
Yeah.
It was
like them laughing cats in Chinese restaurants.
Like a laughing cat in a Chinese restaurant, but I was never laughing. Never laughing. So I just wanted to ask what you'd have done, but you've said you would have left the watch.
I would have put the watch in the bottom of my shoe. Imagine what, ratty old pair of Converse, was it?
No, it was sandals. So there's no cover.
Okay, but I would have hidden it in something around where all the stuff was. But my rule is don't go Ibiza.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't do it in any sea.
This watch.
Yeah.
I put in a croc on the beach and went in.
Good luck, mate. Good luck. Good luck telling that to Admiral.
I am also, I need to give crocs some respect. The croc is the greatest shoe for a dad or a mum on a family holiday.
Why?
Because it's so easy to put on.
Yeah.
And it's waterproof, essentially. Because as soon as it's wet, it's dry. You can go and sand. In the sea, pebbles, no problem. You walk on top
You're
of it.
You're going in the sea in your crocs?
Yeah.
Blimey, O'Reilly.
Yeah, but if it's, cause it's rocky.
No self-respect.
If it's rocky, straight on, go in the pool.
You're swimming in your crocs?
No, but you could. I'm not swimming in my crocs. But it was just, and they're comfy to walk around all day. In the park, sand. Boom, boom, boom. I never thought about my feet once. And you think about your feet on holiday, didn't you? Old socks, old trainers.
You know what happened, Rob? Do you want to know? Actually, on my way into the sea, this was awful.
Go on.
This was, I'd say, one of the lowest moments of a holiday with Lowe's.
Okay.
So everyone went in the sea.
Yeah.
And I thought I should put some sun cream on.
I know.
Why is that funny?
It's funny that they haven't done it, or they've done it earlier.
No, they've done it earlier because they'd gone in the sea earlier on.
So you've just got T-shirt on the beach.
I was topless. In the shade,
topless T-shirt.
A T-shirt.
T-shirt on in the shade. Really?
All right, crocs in the sea.
I'm just saying, I don't feel like you're getting the most of going to a Balearic island. You might as well just sat at a bus stop.
I honestly, mate, I think we can confirm I didn't get the most out of going to Balearic Island. I'm fucking hell. You've got one end, you've got Pete Tong, the other, you got me.
Arm in the seat.
Arm in the seat.
Don't let people see the back on that watch.
If anything, I was advertising the watch to passers by. Showing them the goods that they could.
Okay, so guys,
if they mugged me,
guys, Jack Grealish is in Ocean Beach office face of a 200 grand watch. Josh Reynolds got rafting someone in the sea. Where should we go? Where should we go to rob him? So you're putting cream on.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then everyone,
but you got your back.
Yeah, I just spray it. Shh. Okay. I don't know why I needed to do.
So what was that noise?
Shh. Why did I do that?
Is that a spray? Is that spraying?
Yeah.
No, that is that what the noise was?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, not, yeah, yeah. I wasn't telling
you. Because you didn't know
quiet.
What that word was until you did the.
Oh, yeah. I've got an expensive wash. Shh. That's what I was saying. Yeah.
I'd put some cream on.
Yeah.
That was just cream. It's not a spray.
Yeah. Anyway, put my cream on. But at that point, everyone had gone down already.
What? God blimey, it was rock and roll. Oh, they've gone in the sea.
Yeah, they've gone in the sea. Further enhancing my outside of the group status.
Yes, because you arrive late, you're not drinking, you're putting cream on alone.
Yeah. And then I didn't realise everyone had gone to the sea.
Yeah.
You're going to enjoy this.
So where do you think they'd gone?
No, I didn't finish my sentence. I didn't realise everyone had gone to the sea in their sandals.
Right, okay.
And then deposit them at the side of the sea.
Right, okay. Also known as the beach.
The beach, yeah. But we were far further back, so okay. Down at the the shoreline.
Okay, cool.
So I start going down,
hot.
Barefoot. It was so hot.
And they're big old trotters.
They're big old trotters.
Big service area.
I was having to run down.
In between people's shade?
Yeah, between people's shade. So, like, running to basically stand next to each person as they were lying between people's shades. And then before the sea, there was a big distance with no shade.
Yep.
So I thought, I've just got to get to the sea. And everyone could see me coming, my group.
Yeah.
And I got halfway and it was too painful. And I just collapsed.
You collapsed?
And my bottom of my feet couldn't take it. So I fell to my knees like I'd been shot in Vietnam.
I think your knees get hot.
Yeah, but I needed some. They were at zero, so I needed to just transfer it to a different bit that wasn't already boiling.
Right, okay.
So I basically fell to my knees.
Yeah.
And everyone in the sea just laughed at me, Rob.
Oh, Josh. And then, did you crawl to the sea?
My knees were by this point hot, so I then had to get back up onto my feet. I just needed my feet
to
have a little bit of a rest.
The way to do it next time is you bury your feet.
Bury my feet.
So if it's getting too hot, just wiggle them down and then you get underneath the stuff that's hit and then it's cooler under there and then you don't have to...
Come on, then shuffle underneath.
Well, no, not all the way, but that'll give you a moment's respite.
Oh, that's good. Oh, it was awful. So, when I was running from shadow to shadow, I just...
The shadow lurker.
The shadows looked so creepy.
Did you talk to anyone? Were they Spanish or English or...
I don't know. Leap up behind and then leap to the next one and then leap to the next shadow.
You needed that woman from the corporate to walk you to the beach.
Exactly. Anyway, so they're my updates.
They're your updates.
That I forgot to tell you last time.
And the one thing I forgot to tell last time was my daughters wanted in the toy shop of in the hotel they have a shop with overpriced Pringles in it. And there was some toys which are just terrible, awful toys, really overpriced. They saw, you ever seen them called rainbowy unicorns things?
Right.
But they're like...
That seems like the first idea of the toy. Rainbow acorn, will that do?
Rainbow unicorn? And it's basically big eggs. And then, so they do different size eggs. They've got a little thing on it, and then you get a teddy in it and some stickers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what they've got, but anyway, the big golden one. They goes like, "We want the big golden," because I said they could get a toy.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Well, it's bigger, so if you share it." Anyway, so I went to ask how much it was. Yeah, all these things. Rainbow O'Corn.
Rainbow O'Corn?
Yeah, right. And it's one of them people, right, and this annoys me, right, where they go, 25 toys inside, 25 items inside, and 10 of them are stickers. But they've counted the individual stickers. You know, they see it on sticker books where it goes 20,000 and there's loads of, and it's just like, this is bollocks.
Yeah.
This is bollocks because it's some tiny little ones. And it was one of these ones where it was like, I don't know if you've seen these before, But that one, those things in shops.
Right, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
That's hat, plastic.
Absolute plastic.
Awful
yeah.
shit, right? And over 25 golden surprises inside. Oh, geez, yeah. So I'd say it's probably about as big as...
A big head. A big head.
Greg Davis's head.
Right, Greg Davis's head.
Right, okay. So not bigger than your normal head. So that how much do you reckon that was in the shop?
Well, it should be 25 euros.
25 euros. 80 euros.
80 euros?
Yeah.
Fucking Nora.
Exactly. Well, I said blimey, and my daughters didn't know what that word was.
Yeah.
So anyway, Googled it. Argos, £28.
Oh, my God. So I was right with 25 euros, more or less.
Pretty much.
So what did you say?
So you have got holiday money, girls, but you haven't really got 80 quid's worth.
Yeah.
So that's insane. I was sort of thinking 20 quid each or something to spend on the holiday. So that's way too much. Well, but we want it. How about this? I've just found out on the internet at home and it is £28. So you can get one each for less money
than
that one in there. But at home.
Oh.
What do you want to do?
My God.
Said, can we wait?
Was this the last day?
Middle of the trip, and I was too fair, just let them do whatever they wanted because it was easier than actually parenting. And I went, I'll tell you about this, you can get a little, there's like 10 euro teddy. You can get a 10 euro teddy, so you've got to think on the holiday, and we can get one of these each when we get home.
Yeah.
Right? You can get the teddy now.
Parenting.
Get
great
the teddy
parenting.
Now. However, the golden egg is at the shop and I'll get it, but if you don't behave on the holiday and you don't do good listening and you're naughty, you won't have the golden egg.
Oh
so for
God.
A golden egg, we need golden behaviour.
Oh,
so the golden egg,
the
golden egg just became this carrot for the rest of the holiday. I'm like, golden egg, and they're like, yes,
amazing.
Daddy, and I was on it anyway. Got it from, absolutely loved it. But they are like, even for 25 quid, it's loads. Don't say there's 25.
So were they waiting there when you got home?
I had to go and get them from the shop to click and collect from Argos and brought them back. But they loved it. But they do have a big teddy in it, to be fair. So you get a big, massive teddy and then have a bit. So just say, it's a massive teddy and some things. Don't say there's 25 items. You can't. I've got 25 my arse. But yeah, so I use that. So if you are on holiday this summer, that is a good... Because there will be something in that shop that's way overpriced because you're on holiday. Find it online, order it, and then use it as a bit of a...
And I tell you what, the thing, if it's a shop in a resort, I tell you what's easy. Just signing off at the shop.
The room.
On the room number. And then that...
Yeah, but the prices are so high. I started thinking about just lying. What room number are you? 74. Surname? Sorry, a bit unwell. But the Pringles, right, this killed me in this shop. The Pringle, tall Pringles, right?
The regular size.
And I've been thinking about this because I'm a big fan of What's Upset You Now, Sean Walsh and Paul McCaffrey's podcast, which is hilarious. If you like two blokes moaning about life, that's a great place to go. But they've been talking about overpriced Pringles because they were $3.99 for some in WH Smith's at the airport for just that.
For the small.
The long tube.
For the long tube.
But it should be really 1 to 2 quid.
And,
In the hotel shop, €5.10.
Fucking no.
Richard, I bought two tubes and it'll be fine at the desk. But there's nothing else. Otherwise, you have to get them like Greek digestive biscuits that you go, the kids are going to eat them. I know they're like digestives, but they're not going to eat these fucking Greek ones. They taste exactly the same because it's not the same packaging. They won't eat them.
Have you reached the point in your life where you could justify to yourself the minibar?
I can only do it if it's like last port of call. So, for example, I said to the kids they could have an ice cream after dinner, but the shop had shut.
Yeah.
Nowhere to buy anything.
Right.
I probably spent €4 to €5 on a bar of dairy milk.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, and I may as well, if it's having a nice time and I'm on the balcony and I can't bother to go anywhere, I'll have a beer out of it. I've never touched a spirit in a minibar.
I wonder who on earth has got to the level where they can... guilt-free minibar.
Well, that's not even if they can afford it, but the second thought of just...
Yeah.
What's the perception of this?
Is Mark Zuckerberg still checking himself at the minibar, going, it just feels so... It's too expensive.
I did treat myself to a little Kinder Hippo and had one of them in there.
Did
and
you?
I'm partial to a Kinder Hippo.
Blimey.
Do you like Kinder Hippos?
What is a Kinder Hippo compared to...
It's like just a little hippo shape that's basically like... the sort of chocolate inside.
Yeah, like a kind of small Bueno.
Yes. That's exactly what it is, isn't it? I've just realised. Yeah. Without the chocolate on the outside, just a bit of hippo painted. Exactly, mate. I need to talk about the dog before.
Yeah.
We've got Cocky.
The new member of the family.
We've got this puppy, and I said, oh, it's absolutely fine, just copies what the older dog does.
Right, yeah.
Right, so a couple of issues. He will copy the other dog, but that also means when the other dog's being a dick, he's a dick.
Yeah.
And this happened, so he's been going to sleep downstairs. Basically, I've got two crates downstairs.
Yeah.
The ultimate plan, our oldest dog now could sleep out of the crate. We basically put the dog in his crate, but leave the door open, and he can sleep in the crate, or he can sleep on the sofa, and he can mooch about, and he's fine till morning. But if we shut the crate door, we don't really care either. So the ultimate plan is both of them downstairs, no crate, just on the sofas at night.
Yeah.
However, the puppy's too young to do that and can't be trusted, and will wee and poo everywhere, because if they're in their crate, they won't wee or poo.
Yeah.
We're trying to get them to go through the night to wee. And actually, it's doing really well, the puppy. We're not having to get up in the middle of the night to take it for a wee. He's holding it.
Good on him.
And we try and take him in the garden to do a wee. Absolutely not. Yeah. So he won't wee or poo in the crate, but we'll absolutely shit in our kitchen at any moment.
Oh, no.
At all times, Which is fine. That's part and parcel of it.
That's life.
So anyway, but the good thing is, at night, not been crying, because if you get a puppy and you leave them downstairs, most people know they really cry. Most people end up sleeping down with them or letting them in the bed or whatever. We're quite good. We had to let...
Dead inside.
No, but we had to let our child cry out after trying every option.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We didn't want to. We were dead against it, but nothing else worked. We did cry it out. It worked.
Yeah.
So once you let a kid cry it out, a dog can go fuck itself. Maybe I'm dead inside. Yeah. Who knows, right? But luckily with the second one...
It sounds like you were cried out by It sounds like you were cried out for weeks on end, Rob, judging by your emotion. Didn't do me any harm, I was cried out.
Didn't do me no harm. I did
fine. Absolutely fine.
But luckily, there's been no crying. We put both dogs in the crates. There's a bit of crate between them, so they're not on top of each other. So they've got company, but the older one's not getting annoyed by the little one, because the little one is annoying the older one a little bit, and he does that sort of telling off.
How does it work with the dogs? Because dogs, when you see a stranger dog in a park, they go for each other. So how do you make...
No, they don't really go for each other.
They sometimes do.
Sometimes do. So basically, just make sure that the older one's got a bit of space. So if they're playing, the older one will like that. But when it gets later, the older one just wants to go to sleep. But the younger one will keep just, like, biting at him.
Yeah, yeah.
So what it does is the older one will, like, bark at him and tell him off and maybe give him a little bit of a... Not a nip, but, like... We'll try and dominate them by pinning them down, or it's just pecking order. But what we're doing is, when they're playing, it's fun. But if the older one does, like Fred does, go for Georgie a little bit, we've got a little pen for Georgie to play in that we can go in and play with him, so that the older dog's got somewhere
to go. What do you do with the third one?
No. Well, let's find out if we want the ones well first. We can't go three dogs. That's insane. It's absolutely mental. I just feel like my life's turning into Jonathan Ross's house.
Yeah, you're turning into like Alex James. You're living in the countryside.
Are we getting a pizza oven?
Are you?
Gosney. We've got a Gosney on the way.
I tell you now.
Yeah.
My outdoor pizza oven is the least cost-effective investment I've ever made.
Yeah, is it currently cost you £400 a pizza?
I reckon I'm on £200 a pizza at the moment.
Right, okay. What have you got, though? Wood or gas?
Wood.
See, I think that might be the problem.
Yeah, because...
You haven't got a dual... This Gosney one, apparently, is dual.
Well, it's
Gosney
too late now. Yeah, yeah. It's too late now.
Right, okay.
So, basically...
So I can put gas in for ease.
If I want a pizza...
Yeah, yeah, go on. Talk me through the process.
I need to, 5 hours earlier, think I need to start a fire.
Right. Really?
Yeah, basically.
So you start a wood fire...
5 hours before.
5 hours before, and you have to keep going back in that 5 hours to add to get
there.
Because it's not just getting a fire going, you've got to get the actual dome hot.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Right.
If you want a hot pizza...
And what's your one? Is your one a company or just a... be a company.
It's definitely made... I didn't make it
myself.
It was
an actual rock formation.
Anyway,
I'm getting a Gosney dome, I'll let you know it goes.
I think... It would be a lovely thing to have, my pizza.
All my kids love pizza.
If I wasn't dealing with a 2- and 5-year-old, do you know what I mean? But
yeah, mine are older now. Mine are 7 and 5, so they'll happily help make the pizzas, and it'll be anyway. That's the plan for the summer.
It's like my garden is basically a graveyard of kind of
hopes and dreams.
Hopes of just of. Other commitments. Do you know what I mean? I've just got to admit to myself...
Well, your ex-girlfriend sat in there.
It's not very crowded.
So what's in there? What's your failed
dreams? Just plants that aren't
growing.
Growing.
No.
Things that haven't been cleared up. Just all the stuff that I've just not got time for.
Is in the garden.
It's in the garden.
Pizza oven. How big's your pizza oven?
Probably that.
Okay, two pizzas in there at once?
I've never managed that, but yeah, it's feasible. Usually there's so many ashes in there by the time I'm...
Anyway, I'll let you know how I get on with dual fuel.
Look forward to that. I've got one more thing I wanted to do with you.
Oh, no, I need to talk about the dog. I forgot about the dogs. Cool. So we thought they're in the crates, fine, you know, at night. They both go in the crates and they've not been crying at all, either of them, right? Anyway, me and Lou land in bed and I hear like a lot of... God, it's been a bit loud tonight, it's a bit odd. A bit of yelping as well. What's going on? Oh, we got cocky, blah, blah, blah. Then I had like something knocking. I felt like someone was like trying to break in or something. Yeah. Like a bang, bang. I was like, oh, God, is he like just going mental in his crate running against the ears? You know, when you sort of like mad cow disease, you just imagine cows just like headbutting walls and stuff all over the downs. And I was like, but that's a bit weird. Then I hear like scurrying. I thought, have we got like mice or rats or something like that? Or what's going on? Anyway, all of a sudden I turn around, I absolutely shit myself through the darkness. A puppy jumps onto the bed. I thought it was a fucking bat or something. Because when you know it's a dog, because there's so little puppy, you can barely hear them. And with that, I was like, what is that? I was so cozy. I was thinking of you being a sock in a suitcase.
Oh, yeah, being a sock in a suitcase.
Right. I shit myself. Oh, I was going... Anyway, I'm like, Lou was like, oh, God, I must have not locked the crate. I was like, Lou, what are you doing? Like, this is. But that. Anyway, so she took him down. Put him in the crate, and the girls have been playing with the dog crates and left all the doors open at the back. Because there's doors on the front and back and the side. We just open one and shut one. Anyway,
I wish you had video. Well, not in your bedroom, that's a weird thing to say.
Well, you wouldn't see much. last 3 week live stream if you want. Big brother. Yeah, you know what? If you want two people sleeping facing opposite directions, be my guest.
Less action than Mikosi.
Mikosi! So, the problem was, though, now he knows where we are.
Oh,
and he knows we're upstairs in a big cozy bed. And then he started yelping, kind of like that. And then it was so funny, though, because, like, when you've got... if the dog yelps, you can sort of, like, sell him off. And then, like, sort of like a low no or but whatever kind of thing. And I was like, oh, should I go and tell him off? You feel bad, mean telling him off because they're just babies, they don't know what's going on. Anyway, the other dog barked at him, shut him up.
No.
Yes.
Amazing. like in prisons when they're like,
they are like little cellmates. It's so funny. They do seem to be getting on.
Oh,
so
that's good.
Yeah, so that's good. But that was like, I was like, this is. And the kids, because the kids have just gone. They're just so energetic, my kids.
Yeah,
it's like they get up so early.
I was thinking this in the last episode when you got up at five with your kids.
Yeah,
it does. I don't know what feel to do. Like. All that laughing at me about 2 years ago has really come back.
I was
to
thinking
haunt
about
me.
That. I was like, I just
our roles really switched on this.
I feel like it's just what they do now.
Yeah,
they're older. It's not like
old enough to just go downstairs on their own. Because my daughter will go downstairs on
her
own.
Yes, but if you go downstairs, you've got to let the dogs out to go for a wee. But at the moment, you can't really do that with the little one because they can't look. With the older dog, they just open the door and he'll run out and then he'll wait at the door to come back in.
Yeah.
They do that with a little one. Well, we've got one dog again. Which is what happened, right? I got home from work, right? And then there was someone doing... The garage was open. There's a door to the garage. And I went out of it and shut the door behind me. And then also, like, shut the other door. So, like, the dog can't really get out of the sort of kitchen sort of area, the puppy. That's where we're keeping him at the moment. And with us, there's a sofa in there. We don't really leave him in the kitchen and go and sit in the other room, right? Anyway, but I'm in and out, and there was someone fixing something, some builder people fixing something out the front. And I go out the door, shut it all behind me, and then go and get out of the car, come back, and I hear the builders go, what is that? And there's literally like they turn around, the puppy's on top of a pneumatic drill. And I'm like, what? It's so funny though, because puppies are so small.
Yeah.
But when they're yours, they sort of go, oh, he's getting big now and all that. But when you see him next to a man in a pneumatic drill, it looked like the bloke shit himself. He's a tiny little skinny whippet. Like, they look like little like grey kangaroos, right? Anyway, she was like, what the fuck? What's going on? Oh, and then, but he did sort of react quiet. I was like, it's obviously a dog.
Yeah, come on, mate.
I get the initial shot, but you can't follow it up with a second.
Come on,
seriously, guys. I was like, all right, that's, you're getting a bit offensive about my dog now, actually. Anyway, so I picked him up, and I was like, how has he got through two shut doors, through the garage, and out onto the street?
Could have used him in your magic show with Romesh.
Anyway, go back in. My five-year-old is stood with the door to the garage wide open with binoculars going, I'm spying on you, Daddy. So as she's had the binoculars watching me, the dog's run through.
Oh, man.
So it's all fun. But what I thought would be amazing about having the puppy off in the summer holidays, the girls have got something to play with, it's like the kids are always there. So the dog never rests. The dog's always being played with.
Yeah.
They're amped up because there's a puppy all day.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, it feels like a nightclub.
Oh,
I just said to Lou last night, I was like, I can't go on like this. It's too much. You know what? Everyone's mental. Everyone's insane. I don't know what to do because it's obviously me.
Yeah.
It's my fault because the characteristics in the kids that make them like that are all mine.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can't vet your sperm.
I've tried. You can't. I know you can't.
You can't go like, I want these characteristics,
of course,
not these.
Of course, but I should not be surprised.
You were in the future.
Yeah, but consider how busy I am weekly, and you are, how much we do, and how much energy I've still got.
Yeah.
These kids are doing nothing. Nothing.
And they're kids.
And they're kids.
So kids is double the energy anyway.
Double the energy anyway, but on top of whatever they've got from me.
Yeah.
And they're hyped up because they've got a puppy on way too much sugar because
where
we've got to get our hands on treats.
Where have you got your energy from? Were your parents energetic?
I don't know. My dad doesn't sit still at all. My mum's quite chilled, I'd say. She's a bit more like...
What about your brothers?
Yeah, so my brother Russ is a bit like, more like me. He's really sort of like, used to work at a flower market at like 4 in the morning and get up and go and stuff like
Columbia
that. Columbia Road? Yeah, but I have got something a bit more than my brothers that relentlessly, non-stop... I mean, I've literally spoke at you. You're in the corner of a room like I've kidnapped you.
I know,
now,
I do feel a bit pinned.
You do feel pinned in. But yeah, it's just like...
It is less stressful via Zoom, I'll be honest.
Oh, God. Anyway, but yeah, they're... So they're all good.
When I was a student...
Yep.
Money's exceedingly tight when you're a student.
Yeah, of course.
I went to Sainsbury's to buy some condoms. Yeah. And they were 2 for 1.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was like, fucking, this is, you know, this made my week.
And two, like, actual single ones or two?
Two boxes.
So how many are you looking at?
What's in a box? I haven't bought condoms in fucking years, mate.
Bit of that legend.
I don't know. How many are in a box of condoms? 18?
Maybe, say 10?
10?
10, so you got 20 condom.
Yeah. Took the two boxes up.
Yeah.
And it didn't ring through as 2 for 1.
Oh. You've got to say something.
Yeah, I said something.
I don't know about you, mate, but I'm planning on having sex 20 times.
Yeah. I was like, with excuse a discount. Me, there's a 2 for 1 sign on these. All right. Which took a lot of guts for me.
Yeah, I bet.
Because when you're buying condoms, you don't want to draw attention.
No, absolutely.
And I tell you what you don't want. Well, is the person to ring through on the Tannoy price check. Because they can't leave their station.
No, of course.
So she rang, whatever.
Bing,
Gavin, could you price check the 2 for 1 on Durex?
Durex extra small ribs.
No.
Come on.
Turn to Michael for a kind of virtual high five. Come on now. Come on. We're better than that.
Oh, dear.
So, anyway, that would be my tip. I don't know what that's a digression.
That is a digression.
I wanted to play... I've set up another game of... I always like it when we play normal or not normal.
Okay.
Email in your normals or not normals.
Yes, to
but
check with
I've
me.
I based them around myself, Rob.
Okay.
Yeah. We haven't done these already. Pulp.
No, I'd say they're normal.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'd say pulp normal. No, I think him... mooning at Michael Jackson got him a normal.
Right, yeah. We should say this is a game where Rob decides whether things are normal or not normal
yes,
to be
exactly.
into. Gardener's World?
Not normal, depend on age, really. The problem with gardener's world or gardening programmes in the UK is if you're working class, you don't give a shit because your garden's probably not big enough or got any space for anything.
Well, my back garden.
So like, I didn't know who Monty Don was in a meeting with the BBC. And they looked at me like, what? I'd say gardener's world, it depends on age. I think it's not normal if you're not old or rich.
Yeah, OK, that's a problem. Sherlock Holmes. I should say.
Normal, book not normal.
Oh, come on, that's the opposite way to the way I'm playing it. I don't like the film. I love the books. Would it help if I said I visited 221 Baker Street, 221B Baker Street twice?
What's that?
It's where he lives.
He's not real?
No, it's where... No, but that was his address in the books.
And who lives there, then?
It's a museum of Sherlock Holmes.
But who was there before?
What?
I mean, he must have had a lot of confidence in the book to do the museum first.
I don't know who was that. I don't know whether it is 2-2. Maybe there isn't a 2-2. Right, okay. Maybe they've just built it there.
But you went somewhere there isn't.
Well, I went on to Baker Street. You could go to the Sherlock Holmes.
And you just
Holmes.
Stood around between 20 and 20, 220,
no,
223.
No, it's there.
Yeah, and it's a museum.
It's a museum, Sherlock
Did you
Holmes.
Go in?
Twice, I've been.
Yeah, was it good?
Yeah, I loved it.
What was so good to get a return visit?
Oh, I just love Sherlock Holmes.
The films are much better.
No, you've not read the books.
Yeah, but you've not watched the films. Have you?
No.
You little shit. Don't give me that nonsense. They're great. The way they break down fight sequences is amazing.
I don't want fight sequences. I want deducing.
Watch Jonathan Creek then.
I love Jonathan Creek.
I like Jonathan Creek. Normal.
Normal.
Yes, thank you. Love Johnny Creek.
I thought I'll ask you the book I'm reading at the moment. Is this normal or not normal?
Okay.
I was reading this on the tube.
Okay, go on. Michael Cragg, Reach for the Stars, 1996, 2006, Fame, Fallout and Pop's Final Part. I'd say that's not normal. It's just too intense, mate. Look at it. Well, it's so big.
Yeah, it's about... I'm reading about S Club 7 at the moment.
I don't think that's normal for a 40-year-old man to read about S Club 7.
Why not?
Well, what is it? What are you finding out?
Well, it's just interesting their stories. I've done Billy, Blue, Five, The Spice Girls.
Rest my case.
Not normal.
That's mean. I'd say pop music's normal, but reading a hardback book about pop music in your 40s, not normal.
Okay. Well, that brings me on to the final thing.
Yeah. Well, you don't think my outfit's normal today?
No, I think your outfit's too normal. I think you need some self-respect.
Because he might be filmed.
Because we might be filmed. Collecting things, normal or not normal?
Depends what you're collecting.
This is what I've started buying on eBay. We were discussing this. We never got to it, did we?
I think it's well wrapped up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love opening stuff.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It's exciting. I bet they're excited.
I unboxed Romesh's book the other day. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good. What, the book?
The unboxing. I haven't read the book because I'm not a 10-year-old.
You've got... Thank you so much for purchasing this item. If you have any issues or problems, please don't hesitate to get in touch and resolve the issue as soon as possible. Yeah, I've got a 40-year-old man who's ordering Smash Hit magazine. Is there anything you can suggest? You don't mind me opening it, do you?
No. So I started collecting...
Smash Hits magazines?
Well, old magazines.
I've got some football ones. So...
But Smash Hits...
Can I get you into a little tip?
Yeah.
Don't buy old ones, it's too expensive. Just start buying them now and look at them in 20 years. Little hack. I mean, it's in perfect condition.
Look at that.
That is a thing of beauty.
That is a thing of beauty. Don't you want that?
Do you know what I've got? This is so funny. I wanted to do a YouTube series where I go through old magazines.
Yeah. Right?
But it was weird doing it on your own. So you've got those Smash Hits ones. Guess what ones I spent 50 quid on getting about 100 old magazines.
What 442.
No. What is the most, apart from
Boxing
football?
Boxing Weekly.
No, apart from sport, what is the most Rob Beckett magazine you could buy it to flick through from the 90s?
What? From the 90s?
Yeah.
Computer games?
No.
Lego?
No.
Southeast London magazine?
FHM Loaded Maxim.
Rob.
Look at this. Wait.
Look at that.
So how much was this?
£8.
Not bad.
Not bad.
I'm in. I mean, yeah. Oh, these are amazing.
See, there we go.
I'm in.
You're in. You love it. Look at Jason Orange there.
Jason Orange.
Green and groovy.
How eco-friendly are you? Here we go. This is good. Green and groovy.
Green and groovy.
It was before the time. So this was July 92.
Yeah.
And it was 65p.
65p, so it's gone up in value.
Yeah. Right. Tick the boxes if you... tick the boxes beside the things you already do and don't and resolve to tick four more by the end of next week.
Okay.
So this is to see if you do four or more, you're eco-friendly.
Okay.
Do you try to walk or bicycle whenever you can?
No.
No, okay. Do you stick your empty glass bottles in a bottle bank?
Well, I don't, but I've got a home...
You bastard!
I've got a home bottle bank!
No, you haven't. Power your...
We used to go to the bottle bank.
Techno subwoofer mega brain rock ghetto blaster from the mains instead of using batteries.
Yeah, I do that.
You do plug into the mains.
I do plug into the mains.
Reuse your carrier bags.
Yeah, do
this
that.
They're very 92. Look for symbols indicating products are recyclable, ozone friendly. Oh, remember the ozone?
Fucking hell.
What happened to the ozone? There's a hole
CFCs.
In it.
CFCs. That's what it was. It was hair.
So
was...
is the hole gone?
No, it's repaired itself, hasn't it?
Has it?
Hasn't it?
I don't know. Is the ozone all right now? That gives us hope. Recycle household paper or contact your local council to find out where it can be recycled.
Yep, do that.
You do that.
Did you used to go to the bottle bank?
Yes, that was fun.
Fucking brilliant. Smashing the bottles into the bottle bank.
Put a brick in the cistern of your loo. It will save the amount of water which your toilet flushes.
Yeah.
Leave it out, stinky ass. I can't do that. You won't get rid of the shit stains.
I thought you were going to hate smashing. You've got loving it.
Don't leave lights unnecessary. Fill the bath right up. Even better, take a shower. It saves water.
Take a shower.
Don't fill the bath right up. Yep. Okay. Don't chuck out old tin cans. Stomp on them violently and take them to a recycling plant.
Yeah.
No, not tick. That's dangerous. Cans are drink, but not beans. Imagine stamping on that violently. You lose your foot. Don't boil a full kettle. Don't become a chairman of a horrible multinational corporation which chops down 10,000 ounces of precious rainforest every day just so you can graze cattle on the land and make burgers out of them. It's just not on.
Bloody hell, smash hits is very political, isn't it?
I know.
There you go.
But do put 16-year-old boys on your cover.
Oh, there you go. So is that normal or not normal that I'm...
I think it's normal to have a hobby like that. I think that's fine.
I want to see you react to this page.
If you
and
just
then we'll
were
turn
looking
the
at the
around
girls in
the,
it. The unofficial
Philip Schofield story. Part two.
Part two? Wait till part three, smash it. Jesus. That's him at 30. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, there
wow,
we go.
That is normal and I'm in for it.
Yeah, that is normal.
The hobby's normal. Right. Oh, that was great fun.
Do you
still a small business shout out?
Yeah. Do we want to do some correspondence? Also, on correspondence.
We need some more stuff that isn't boomer stories.
Thank you for your great boomer stories.
We'll work through them.
We are drowning in boomers.
Just parenting fails, parenting hacks.
Parenting hacks.
As long as they're quick and not too long, we won't read them out.
What do you collect? What other things have we covered today?
Yes, what collection? Yes, dad hobbies.
Dad hobbies.
Mum and dad hobbies.
Normal or not normal.
Because
we want your normal
also,
or not normals.
We need more mum hobbies.
Yeah.
I feel like dads get hobbies.
Yeah.
You're allowed a train set in a attic because it's dad's hobby. What about
mum?
Are there mum hobbies that aren't in the spotlight or are there secret mum hobbies? Because I think Lou's hobby is the Vanderpumps.
Rose loves the Vanderpumps.
I know, they're obsessed by it. Lou's watched all of it.
Has she?
She started in March. It's 186 episodes.
Fucking Nora.
I know.
I'll bring in a loaded magazine
next time. Yeah.
Hi. We listen to your podcast every week while we're packaging orders. I would love a small business shout out. We have two children, Harry 5 and Ava 4. You give us such a giggle every week and make us less efficient than we could be on our packing nights. We sell eco-friendly Play-Dohs specifically designed for little hands. Don't. I thought you were going to make a joke about little hands.
No.
It's much softer than the Play-Doh you've probably got at home. I mean, smaller children can be imaginative and creative independently. It smells delicious too and is UKCA safety tested, giving parents a chance to grab a sacred warm cup of tea while the little one is busy playing and learning. Our website is www.curiositycorner.co.uk or on social media we are @curiositycorner. Sensory dough. Thanks, Alexandria. There we go.
Also, hello@lockdownparenting.co.uk is the email if you want to send in parenting fails, hacks, hobbies, normals, not normals. There we go. Here's another small business shout out. Hi, Rob and Josh. I'm a speech and language therapist working with children with communication needs. Please can you give a small business shout out to my wonderful colleague, Rachel, who has developed Little Fox Interaction Box. Her gift boxes contain... Can you stop putting that in your bag, please, Josh?
Sorry, it's got my address on it, so I didn't want to leave it.
OK. But it's not in the... Is it in the line of the camera?
Well, I just thought it'd be one-off cutaway to you.
Yes, of course. Anyway, I'll do this.
Sorry, it's disrespectful.
I could just hear you moving paper, Josh. Actually, it's quite disrespectful to children that have speech needs. And also, as a child that needed speech therapy, now talking over me and now picking your keys up, it's actually quite offensive.
Sorry, I was picking my keys up because I was worried they'd be loud.
Okay. Here we go. I'm a speech and language therapist working with children with communication needs. Please can you give a small business shout out to my wonderful colleague, Rachel, who has developed Little Fox Interaction Box. Josh is now silently picking things up, which is really making me laugh.
I'm not saying that towards the end I'm slightly signed out.
Pack it up to leave. Her gift boxes contain items to support early communication and interaction. There's also top tips to support parents with communicating with their babies, which is so important for language development. They make the perfect gifts for newborns, mums and dads, parents-to-be, baby showers and first birthdays. Instagram @LittleFoxInteractionBox. Facebook, Little Fox Interaction Box. Etsy, Little Fox Gift from Sam in York. Thanks, everyone. And I'll see you on Friday for a guest interview, Josh.
We've got Sean Walsh coming back.
Yes, part two.
And it is.
With child.
Absolute.
Not, the child's not on the... Well, the child is on the podcast.
Probably. Yeah, it is an absolute cracker.
It's just as you'd imagined him be.
Yeah.
As a parent. See you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, I'm Jen Brister.
And I'm Kerry Godleyman.
And we host the brand new podcast series, Memory Lane. Each week, we'll be taking a trip down Memory Lane with our very special guest, as they bring in full photos from their past to talk about.
And Jen and I will be doing new episodes every week. Come on, we can all be nosy together.
Memory Lane Podcast, available now.